Henry. Beautiful day, huh?
Well, Steve, the hounds of spring are on winter's traces.
Yeah, they sure are, Henry. Well, I've got to go to work. I'll see you later.
See you later, Steve. Hounds of spring, eh, Robbie?
Hmm? Never mind.
About finished?
Yes, sir, just about.
Well, looks good. Doing a nice job, Robbie.
Thanks. Is something wrong?
Wrong? What could be wrong on a day like this, Robbie? Why, it's good just to be alive.
Clear sky, warm sun, good clean air. Glorious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, come out of your shell, Robbie. Come out and meet your world head on. Expose yourself to the glorious source of life.
Sir, I couldn't do that. If I expose myself, somebody might recognize me. Somebody driving along in a car. Somebody like Mary Lou Miller, maybe.
On a day like this in spring, you're hiding from a girl? Tell me, Robbie, in spring, where does a young man's fancy turn to these days? Never mind.
Apparition sent.
To be.
To be a moment's ornament. Her eyes like stars of twilight fair. Her eyes like stars of twilight fair.
Like twilight's too, her dusky hair. But all things else about her drawn from Maytime and the cheerful dawn. That's a lovely poem. One of my favorites.
Daddy, Mike was supposed to get it.
Well, I was rather proud of myself for having remembered it. After all these years.
Doesn't make any difference whether you remember it or not. Mike's the one who's got the oral exam tomorrow. Start all over again.
She was a phantom of delight when first she gleamed upon my sight.
Mike, where's the music and the passion? Where's the music and the passion?
Huh?
Never mind. Hello, my dear.
You make this cake fall and I'll never forgive you.
Ah, it's much too nice a day to be working.
Oh, it is a nice day. I've been looking out the window.
Spring, the sweet spring. The year's pleasant king. Then blooms each thing. Maids dance in a ring. Cold doth not sting. The pretty birds do sing.
Now, Henry, you just stop that. That's just awful to have to listen to.
You know, Florence, when I was a boy, I won many contests reciting poetry aloud. When I was 16, I thought I'd reached my peak.
Can you reach the vanilla extract, that bottle and back?
I was outside just now, Florence, and I had an idea.
No, it's a small brown bottle. Way in back.
Why don't we go for a Sunday drive just like we used to?
Oh, that's it. Thank you, dear.
When we were first married, we used to go for a Sunday drive nearly every week.
Couldn't afford to do anything else.
It's a perfect day for a drive.
Excuse me, dear.
The car's clean and shiny. Let's do it, Florence.
Oh, Henry, I'd like to, but we just got home from church and the cake...
I can wait till we get back.
Well, I have to fix the asparagus.
Let's get off schedule, Florence. Let's live a little, as they say.
All right, Henry, let's.
We'll drive out of town, into the country.
Like we used to.
Maybe we'll even park and pick wildflowers. Remember?
I remember.
My Florence, I do believe you're blushing.
Oh, I am not. But it's perfectly awful thing to say.
You're still pretty when you blush, Florence.
Now, Henry, you're acting like you're 19.
It's in the air, dear.
Daddy!
Yes, Jean. What do you want?
Is there anything cold to drink? Get some lemonade in the refrigerator.
Could I but fly, I'd fly with thee. We'd make a joyful wing. Our annual visit all the globe. Companions of the spring. Is that it? Is that the spirit?
I guess it is. Oh, I forgot the butter.
I hate poetry.
Oh, don't say hate, dear. That's such a strong word.
Say dislike.
I dislike poetry. Very much.
I don't believe you mean that, Jean.
Well, I just hate... dislike. Having to memorize it. Studying on a day like this is nowhere.
Maybe you should take a break.
Yeah, take a walk. Stretch your legs. Breathe good, clean air.
What we'd really like to do is go to the movies. There's a great picture of Jessie.
That's obviously the best way to enjoy a glorious spring afternoon. Sit in a movie theater.
Why don't you take a drive? That's what your father and I are going to do.
Are you really?
What's so extraordinary about that?
I think it's a great idea.
Dinner will be a little late.
We could go right on studying. But it really wouldn't seem like studying. I'll ask Mike. Well, I better get ready.
You're lovely just as you are, dear.
Flatter. Now that when the bell on the stove goes off, take the cake out of the oven and put it on the drain board.
Spring, the sweet spring. The year's pleasant king. The year's pleasant king. Then, blues eat thing.
Maids dance in a ring.
Cold doth not sting. The pretty birds do sing.
Weapons are useless. I'm disintegrating.
Promise?
The Martian is coming! The Martian is coming! The Martian!
That's no fair.
Yeah?
It's not.
No, it isn't.
Sure.
Hiya.
Yelly!
Get
the Zoomar. Hey, Maya. Like Marilyn Miller calls or comes by, I'm not home, okay?
Aha! Another ninth grade beauty trapped by your irresistible charms, huh?
That's right. She keeps
after
me for a day. She's been calling every 10 minutes. I'm running out of wrong numbers to be.
Well, all of history's great lovers had the same problem.
Yeah. She's a real weirdo. I mean, it's like she's got radar or something. I go to the mall shop and there she is. I come home and the phone starts ringing.
Left it upstairs.
I mean, I've been the bus depot, the train station, the pizza parlor.
Well, I'd like to help you, Robbie, but I'm going for a drive with the Pearsons.
Oh, gee, I wish I could go for a drive. Maybe if I kept moving, Mary Lou couldn't track me.
As for me.
Hello. 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 You must have the wrong number, young lady. This is the public library.
I know. That's
why it smells good. Yeah.
That. All right, I'm coming to get you.
Come on.
Mark,
wait a moment, will
you? All right, Captain Zoomer. You might as well come out. I'll give you 3 seconds before I destroy this entire palace with my death ray. That's no fair. 2 seconds, Captain Zumar.
Dad? Come in, Mike.
Oh, sorry to bother you, but...
Well, that's all right. I'm just taking a breather until they blow the palace up.
1 second, Captain Zumar.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Well, I guess they changed their plans. There was the fifth one I flew in today. The first one went when they landed on the moon. What is it, Mike?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, I'm going for a drive with the Pearsons.
Oh, beautiful day for a drive.
Yeah, we're going out in the country.
Wish I could go with you, but I've got to finish this thing.
I was going to tell Bub, but I couldn't find him.
Oh, I think he's out in the garage painting that bookcase again.
Well, so long, Dad.
Goodbye, Mike. Mike. You know, Mike, I was just thinking, I'll bet there's no one who'd enjoy a ride in the country more than two young boys about Chip's age.
No.
Oh, come on now, Mike, I'm desperate. I've just got to get this done today. And I can't concentrate with those two kids around. They're either blowing up a palace or crashing a spaceship every minute.
Well, can't you send Huey home?
No, no, his mother dropped him off. She's gone to a party or something. Come on.
Well, I'll ask Mr. Pearson.
Okay. Henry won't mind. He likes kids.
Yes?
Well, ask him anyway. Tell him I'll return the favor someday.
Okay, so long.
Goodbye, Mike.
Hi, Mr. Pearson. All right?
Oh, yes, Robbie. Yes, indeed. Everything's fine. Matter of fact, I think I'll give you $1.25 instead of just a dollar.
Oh, it's on the house.
What? Oh, no, Robbie, I couldn't let you do that.
No, I enjoyed it. Boy, really sharp end.
Yes, very sharp.
Are you going somewhere?
Going for a drive. That is, I'm going for a drive if Florence will ever get out here.
A drive? Oh, you know, I was just saying to myself what I wouldn't give to go for a drive. Well, you really are lucky.
Well, why don't you ask your father? I'm sure Steve...
Dad's working.
Oh.
Oh, well, you sure are lucky to go for a drive this afternoon. Oh. Wow.
I'm sorry, Robbie, but I just can't think...
Sorry for keeping you waiting, Dad. Mom will be here in a few minutes.
See you later, Dad.
Come on, Mike, let's go.
Romeo? Find my book. This is a good idea.
Get in.
Great. Nice one, Mr. Pearson.
Okay, Mr. Pearson, we're ready.
You are?
Oh, Mr. Pearson, Dad wants to know if you'd do him a big favor. He'd really appreciate it. He's been trying to get some work done for 2 hours.
Get in.
Mr. Pearson, I'll get in the front and the two little kids can get in the back.
No, wait.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't want those kids back there.
Dad, we don't have room for seven people.
That's right. We don't have room for seven people on a dog.
Why don't we take the station wagon?
Hey, yeah, I'll get the keys for that.
Now, wait a minute, Robbie.
Why... Oh, Dad won't mind. That's a great idea.
Now, just a minute. No, wait a minute. Let me out.
Daddy, you put our books in the station wagon, please.
But, Jean, I...
Dad won't mind.
Thanks.
You're doing
a
him a
lot.
Big favor. Here, I'll move your car into your driveway.
All ready to go, dear?
We're going in Steve's station wagon. Our car won't hold seven people and a dog.
Seven people?
Love thy neighbor, as they say.
All of them? Well, that's the trouble with modern psychology. Children nowadays always feel wanted.
I'm too old to pick wildflowers anyway.
That's right, dear. Roll with the punches.
Yes, we've got to take off here with a man.
Get out of that car.
I don't like the idea of driving other people's cars. It makes me nervous.
Don't be nervous, dear. With Robbie and Mike in the back seat, I'm sure you'll have lots of help.
All right, now, you two. Out of that car.
The monster! Stop!
That'll do, little boy.
Now, Chip, you know your father's orders. Get out of that car.
It's just us, Mr. O'Casey.
Tell my friends now, Conrad!
Oh, hello, Henry. I didn't see you.
We're just going for a drive.
Well, now, that seems like a nice idea. If I was cleaned up a little bit, I'd go along with you.
We wish you could.
Yeah, I do, too, but I got too many chores to do. Now, have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
Hang a minute.
Hooray, you regretted!
Congratulations, General Conrad. You saved us from the magnetic monster.
Yeah, that's neat. What's our next stop, General?
You can't have a next stop until you start with a first stop.
Yes, sir. Right, sir. Okay.
What's wrong now?
I'm ruining my nail polish. Can you fix this?
Phantom of Delight.
Yeah.
On my
that'll
side.
Wipe your army off.
Lovely. Lovely apparition scent. Lovely apparition scent. I never can remember that last line.
To be your moment's ornament.
Be a
Robbie?
Look out.
Where's she going?
Going
on,
Robbie? It's Mary Lou Miller. She's at the front door.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no, she isn't. She's walking up the driveway.
No, we need to... Sit on, dumbhead.
Now sit on.
Oh, boy. Come on, let's go. This is for me, Nick.
May I ask, what in the world is wrong with Mary Lou Miller? Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Pearson.
My, what a cute dress, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
How's your mother?
Well, she's fine. I was looking for Robbie Douglas. Have you seen him?
Well, I saw him a while ago.
He was here.
Well, maybe I'll wait around for a while. Thanks.
Mine's gonna make all yours die.
I don't know, but it isn't.
I do.
Well,
oh yes, you do.
Coast is clear, Robbie.
Not until we're away. Back away from here. She said she's gonna wait around.
Would somebody please tell me what's so wrong with Mary Lou Miller? I think she's perfectly darling.
She's a vampire.
A what?
Bart, I'm sorry. I can't fix it.
That's all right. It's not important.
Gee, Daddy, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, let's go now.
Come on.
All right, everybody. Fasten your safety belts. We're off.
Yeah.
Sooner the better. She was the Phantom of Delight.
Well, now it's starting to get a little cool.
I'll roll up my window.
These spring days are so unpredictable. Oh, dear, I left my sweater in the other car. What's wrong?
Everyone who needs, or is going to need, or thinks he might be going to need, a coat, jacket, scarf, sweater, handkerchief, or lipstick, please raise your hands.
I don't know why you have to be so military about it.
Two sweaters. Jean, will you go get sweaters for yourself and your mother?
Yes, Daddy.
He was a phantom of delight.
Where's Mary Lou?
She's still on the front steps. When first she gleamed upon my sight.
Hey, will you guys please move?
Don't want us to protect you anymore?
Not if I have to get squashed to that.
Lovely apparition scent. A lovely apparition scent.
Oh, I just hit you.
A lovely apparition scent.
To be a moment's ornament.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
We ate lunch, didn't you?
I don't care. I always get hungry when I go for a ride.
We just moved 30 feet.
Run in and get a piece of fruit or something.
Hey, Mr. Pearson, tell him to bring me a piece of that blackberry pie.
Robbie, I don't think eating gooey blackberry pie under a blanket with two little boys sitting
on you... Well, that's okay, Mr. Pearson.
Dad doesn't mind if I eat between meals.
Robbie, it might surprise you to know that I am not worried about your eating between...
Twilight. There. Good. Horizon.
Napkins. Lawrence, I can't...
You think if I sing it, I could remember it?
I mean, like, she was a phantom of delight.
Far, far away.
What?
Florence, what are you doing?
Fixing my nails.
Mother!
Yes, dear.
Mrs. Dell is on the phone.
Oh, that silly old woman. She calls me all the time. She never has anything to say.
Don't talk to her then.
Well, it may be something important. Henry, hold this a minute,
will
you? Be right there.
Well, here I am. Henry Pearson, what in the Sam Hill are you doing?
I'm sitting here in a borrowed car, holding my wife's nail polish, while she chats on the phone.
Oh. Well, if that invitation still holds good, I...
Just sit anywhere.
Oh, lovely apparition sent to be a moment's ornament. Hey, I got it. What's the next line?
All the world, I'm sad and dreary.
Somebody changed the record.
We never used to have so much trouble. When we decided to go for a drive, we got in the car. Just went.
And now I see with eyes serene.
Like you're flat.
And now I see with eyes serene.
All right, everybody, let's go. I'm leaving in 1 minute. With or without you, 1 minute. I'm the devil.
Now, are we all here? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Nine.
Nine?
We're going for a drive, and we are going to enjoy it. Is that clear to everybody?
Oh, Mr. Pearson, would you mind taking me by my house? I can't wait any longer.
Karen! Mary Lou, dear.
And now I see with eyes so real the very pulse of the machine. Being, breathing, thoughtful breath. A traveler between life.
Bobby?
It's Barnaby.
What's Barnaby doing in your jalopy?
He borrowed it for a date.
Hey, I'm ready. Right,
boys, boys. Now,
Huey, get your feet off. Huey, now, Flora, keep the jeans back in the car. It'll be all right. I'll take care of them.
Hey, Henry, what's going on? You back already?
We haven't left yet.
You haven't left yet?
Oh, Dad,
what's wrong?
Just those bumpers. Yeah, we'll have it fixed in a minute, Dad.
Barnaby. Oh. Oh, have a nice drive. I bet it's beautiful in the country. Grasshoppers buzzing, dogs trotting, wildflowers blowing. Great day for a drive in the country. Yeah. Back to work.
We're going to have a good trip. We're going to enjoy this.